We're back to the show that gives you everything San Diego Padres. It's Padres Social Hour, presented by United Airlines.
All right, welcome back to Padres Social Hour here at the AMR studio in the Western Metal Supply Company building at Petco Park, getting ready for the first game of a three-game weekend series against the St. Louis Cardinals. We're going to change it up a little bit right here. We've got a guy who debuted as a major leaguer with the New York Mets in 1979 and then last pitched for the Minnesota Twins in 2003. 1979 and 2003 began that 2003 season right here with the San Diego Padres. Jesse Orozco, who pitched in 1,252 games, a major league record, two-time All-Star, two-time World Series champion. Welcome, and thanks for coming by. Great to see you.
Thank you. Is there any more?
No, I keep going, man. I mean, we could talk about 86 with you. Hey, it's part of the game,
Yeah.
Well, you're here for a couple reasons. One, you've lived here a long time. Started that 2003 season with the Padres, and today you found out you're being inducted into the Latino Baseball Hall of Fame this year in the Dominican Republic. So first off on that, congratulations. That's a great honor.
Thank you. I was quite surprised and pretty excited about it, and just doing what I did right now, a little show. Gets me a little more fired up when the event is going to happen.
Yeah, it's going to be this December in the Dominican Republic, and maybe a lot of people don't necessarily know too much about the Latino Baseball Hall of Fame. It's a relatively new Baseball Hall of Fame, but unsurprisingly, I guess, the names of the guys who are in and who will be going in, I mean, it's some of the absolute best of the best in the history of this sport.
Well, I mean, to be a part of the playing baseball in the United States and seeing the greatest names like Babe Ruth and all this going down the line, and now to go on the other part of this chapter for myself, to see the Roberto Clemente's, Felipe Luz and all those, it's just great. Now it's worldwide.
And I know you were on MLB Network earlier today. Felipe Luz was a part of that telecast. Just one of the most respected, revered guys, I think, in the history of this game. You talk to anybody who played for him, and to get a chance to talk to him about this honor and to be joining him and some of those other guys has got to be a great thrill for you.
It really is. It really is. You know, the names that are I'm going on the list with are great ball players that have represented their countries, and so I feel excited about having my name next to them.
Very cool. Well, congratulations again, Jesse Orozco, going into the Latino Baseball Hall of Fame this year. When you look back at your career, are you amazed the way I think regular people are amazed with the longevity and the success that you had all the way through all the, you know, over 1,200 games and everything like that? Does it hit you as amazing, you know, now that you've had a few years to look back and reflect on it?
After I look at it, then I say, well, 1,200 games. When I see my name number one on the list, then you know what? Then I say, well, I see a lot of players that, you know, I was teammates with or played against, and under that list, of course, but say those are good ball players. You know, I was just that blessed one that just continued pitching and almost took until age 47.
It's incredible. 46 years old that last season that, again, began here with the Padres. You also pitched in a really interesting era for a relief pitcher, eras, I guess, really, because the role that different guys played in the bullpen has changed so much over the last however many years, and it was changing as you were pitching. So the way you were used maybe, you know, 83, 84, 85 was different than the way you were used maybe in the late 80s, then in the mid-90s, then in the late 90s, and by the time your career wrapped up in 2003. What did you sort of make of the evolution of relief pitching over the course of your career?
I could see the changes. From the time I came up in 1979, but then I went back down, had that cup of coffee, made me even more hungry to get back to the big leagues. And then in about 1982 is when I started going full bore at it. But from 82 through maybe 86, 87, maybe a little bit later, it was a pitcher's game. If the pitcher was called upon out of the bullpen, he was going to finish that game, unless he absolutely couldn't do it. Because I remember, you know, Roger McDowell and I were lefty-righty combination. And if it was the sixth inning, they go, Roger, you're in. Roger would throw four innings, finish the game.
Yeah.
The next day it might be seven innings. And then I'd finish the last three innings or, you know, two or three innings. And we'd go back and forth. So and then from that time on, then it started getting situational where you started seeing, you know, lefty against lefty, righty against righty. That was okay with me. It helped me out because it saved my arm.
Sure.
I don't know if I could start from 79 all the way to 2003. That might have been a question mark already if I would have had to finish all my games.
Sure.
But the changes were amazing, and I had to make that adjustment to it, because with the Mets I was a closer for about 5 years, and then I went into being a setup man. But I was very fortunate that I was able to do my job, that I stayed still from the seventh inning on instead of being, getting demoted more. But it was a different transition, and once I knew I couldn't close, and I tried to make myself a specialist, and it just worked out perfect.
Yeah, and that's how you're able to, as you said, continue to pitch for as long as you did. It's funny, though. You talk about, you throw 3 innings if you needed to, 4 innings if you needed to. You guys got at bats. I mean, a great trivia question is, you drove in the final run of the 1986 World Series. Mets win the game 8-5 against the Red Sox, and everybody remembers you throwing the glove up in the air after striking out Marty Barrett to win the World Series. But you drove in a run, an inning beforehand, so you're getting the at-bats. And I remember this came up last year when the Padres were in Washington, and Andrew Cashner played left field for part of an inning there. After the game, we were all talking about a famous instance in 86, I think, in Cincinnati, where you and McDowell are in the outfield and pitching and sort of going back and forth. It was a crazy game. There were ejections, extra innings, and you guys are just really having to do whatever it is. So, yeah, we talk a lot about relief pitchers now as being guys to come in and get maybe one out. But that was definitely not the case, at least in the earlier parts of your career, when guys were being asked to do all crazy manner of things, I guess.
Yeah. And then, by the way, that was probably only one of the 5 hits I had in 24 years. So
that's good timing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No,
Game 7 of the World Series.
I always talk about that. They say, how'd you hit? I said, did you see the 86 World Series?
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
All about it.
Unbelievable. So, some crazy things. Greatest memory for you, is it the last out of the 86 World Series? You had so many interesting appearances, the All-Star games, the World Series titles with the Mets, and then in 88 with the Dodgers. But I imagine striking out a guy to end the seventh game of the World Series is probably about as good as it gets.
Yeah, that's going to go down, for my historical spot. To be the one called out on that, getting myself ready, don't know what's going on. It's funny because the game's going on, and McDowell got in a little bit of trouble, and so there's horses, because they think this game's going to be over. And so there's horses all inside the tunnel, and I'm throwing. And I'm jumping up and down this way. Instead of throwing pitches, I'm jumping and up and down because I want to see what's going on. And I can't see anything. And next thing I go, Jesse, you're in the game. It's like the next jump was all the way, almost over the fence. And I just took off. But that was just great. Marty Barrett's a great hitter. And that was like the defining moment of that situation. If Barry gets a hit, it might change things. But he would have had the most hits in World Series history.
Wow.
So it was, it's one of those.
Everything's on the line.
Yeah.
And no pressure.
But it's good.
Well, what is the psychology of being a closer? The guy, we talk about it all the time with Craig Kimbrell, and obviously, Houston Street here the last couple of years was really fun to watch. Trevor Hoffman, more saves than anybody else in National League history. So Padre fans have been so lucky to be able to see so many great closers over the years. But the psychology of being a closer has got to be just so intense. And going out there and so often such a slim margin for error, if any, I guess. What do you do?
Well, I mean, you have to learn how to build up that tough skin in order to, go in there and pitch late innings. And that's just taught by being thrown out there. The second most important thing is you have to be yourself every day. You can't live by the game before or the game coming up, just things like that. You have to let those things go. You have to start over the next day. If you have a blown save and you start thinking about that save, it's a pretty good chance you're going to lose that one too. So, and then it's the manager. The manager has that belief in saying, you're my man. All you have to do is, you're my man. That gets him targeted back to go in and say, stay hungry and keep looking forward.
How important do you think, especially the way bullpens are constructed now, or defined roles for guys? I feel like we talk about that sometimes, the importance or not of a guy knowing, hey, I'm the closer. Hey, I'm the eighth inning setup guy. I'm the lefty-righty combo in the seventh or whatever it is. Do you think that's really important for the guys in the bullpen in today's day and age?
It's very important.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to tell guys their roles, because you don't want them to, I got to go to the restroom in the clubhouse or something like that, or I got to do something, Phone rings, what happens? It's not a good situation. So at least those guys are prepared to do what they have to do, and they don't have to worry about pitching out of their element, unless it's maybe an extra inning game. If it is, and they say, okay, you need to give me a couple more innings, and I'll give you the day off. But besides that, it's just learning your own role. Get the role that they give you, and once you agree on it, then you have a more clear mind of what you have to do.
Makes a lot of sense. A man with one of the great MLB careers ever, 1,252 appearances as a pitcher. That is a major league record. Incredible. Debuted 1979 and wrapped it up in 2003, a four-decade big leaguer. Not a lot of those. I think fewer than 30 over the course of history. And now going into the Latino Baseball Hall of Fame this December. Congratulations again on that, and thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you, and I just want to mention that I had a great time playing here in 2003. Would have loved to play more if I was a little younger. I might have had a chance.
Well, but, you love this place. We were talking about this off the air. I should have brought this up. I mean, you moved here like 30 years ago, right? You came, you know, as a visiting player, and you said, wow, this is a nice place.
I just started checking out the city, and next thing I know, I told my wife, I said, let's just kind of rent something here, and then that was it. And we've been here forever, and it's just the greatest city in the world.
Very cool. Yeah. Grew up in Santa Barbara, but have called San Diego home for a long, long time. Jesse Roscoe, thanks again and congratulations.
All right, thank you.
Absolutely. All right, as your hometown pet retailer, Petco is proud to partner with the Padres in Petco Park. Thank you, San Diego, for sharing in our passion for pets and baseball. Petco, the power of together. Jesse Roscoe. When we come back, more on tonight's game, Padres and the Cardinals coming up.